Yo, what's up? It's your buddy Kid Mero, the human durag, baby, because I keep it wavy. Listen, on this episode of Victory Light, we are talking about Bad Bunny. Why? Because he announced his tour and he is not going nowhere in the United States at all. You know what I mean? Why is that? Is it because, you know what I'm saying, we have a new GTA trailer and everybody's too busy gooning? You know what I'm saying? To purchase tickets or to do anything like that? Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that we are completely obsessed with the lives of streamers and their drama. You know what I mean? Or maybe he's just trying to be a nice guy and not distract us from the real holiday, Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? It's right around the corner and we trying to do nice things for moms. So maybe he's just like, yo, spend some time with your mom, not me. We're going to get to the bottom of this shit. Stay right there, bitch.
A victory light.
And here is mom trying to pray before the show.
Yo! Yep. We trying to get some prayers in. This man is talking about, yeah, I was squishing. I was making jam.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. I don't even know. I don't even know what type of time man's was on. But hey, if you need another one, holla at me.
You know what I'm saying? We out here. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we live in a capitalist society. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this, motherfuckers, is Victory Light. It's episode 115.
Yes,
we're back
sir.
At the trap house. It's just the gang this time. Yes, it's like I like it. You know what I mean? I'm the Kid Mero. Y'all know who I am, man. I'm your favorite Dominican uncle. You know what I'm saying? The one that be drunk and fall asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. And I got a nice car, and you're like, yo, can I drive your car? And I'm like, nah, tranquilo, loco.
Yeah, he's the uncle. You ask for a dollar, but he give you $5.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, toma cinco, porque le echamos ahí la gallina.
Yep.
And they're like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Feed the chickens? I don't have any chickens, Theo. I'm like, yo, no te preocupes, dale para allá.
You'll learn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. Of course. You know that dulcet, beautiful voice that you heard in your microphone? You know who that is? That's Lisbeth Ortiz.
La matatana.
The stupid bitch in New York City. That's right, bitch. Fixing face. And on this side, we have the other baddie of the video crew. You know what I'm saying? It's Rainio Vaya, bitch. Ow.
Don't play with it.
Yes. See, I love being in the studio because we don't get this at BBQs.
We don't get the at BBQs.
Straight to your ear.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? The rest of the gang is in the building, you know what I'm saying? Victor is here in spirit because he's building a house with his bare hands, you know what I'm saying? He's right now in the mountains of Italy doing that, you know what I mean? He's making Nutella.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's making Nutella with his feet.
With his feet, and you know what I'm saying?
And so, then selling it.
It's called homesteading.
Yeah. It's called homesteading! Yeah. Yo, you said this shit in the same tone of voice as he put it all in her jalooper. He's making Nutella with his feet. He's liking it.
He's throwing it in her mouth. And guess what? She's liking it.
Yeah. Of course, the rest of the gang is in the building. Redacted. You know what I'm saying? It's in the building. QGTM. Hashtag. Man Tran, the freaky man. You know what I'm saying? Producer of the year. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's right. You know what I'm saying? Only him, PTSO. That means putting that shit on.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's what the acronym is. Of course. You know what I'm saying? He's back. He wasn't here last time. We lied to y'all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't here last time because he was like, yo, I got to do a destination wedding for Mark Zuckerberg. And I was just like, oh, all right, nigga, shit.
Yeah.
Like, you getting to it. And you know who the fuck that is, baby. He keeps the audio crisp like your fucking drawers. It's
Hassan Insane.
Yeah. And this is Victory Light, episode 115. We're back. Oh, my God. It feels good to be on this soft-ass couch, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This shit has swallowed so many farts of mine, yo.
Really?
It's out of control. And yeah. I'm not mad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was waiting. I was like, Hassan, hurry up.
Where's the fart noise? Where is it?
Yeah.
We got a couple things to talk about today, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of shit going on in the world. And that's what we do. We talk about the shit that's going on in the world, and we make you laugh
while
we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? First off, my good sis brought to our attention that Bad Bunny is announcing his new tour.
Mm-hmm.
Mysteriously missing from the dates is any U.S. dates, like the continental U.S., I mean. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, y'all argue in the comments about, like, who's a country and who belongs to the United States, whatever. I'm not. Don't put me in it. You know what I'm saying? Why am I in it? Don't put me in it. Y'all argue. But there's no, like, Ohio stop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? On the Bad Bunny
tour.
Have
you ever been to Ohio?
I have.
What the fuck was you doing in Ohio, Rainey?
I was go-karting, bowling, making, eating handmade cheeseburgers, fucking staying in a hotel with a hot tub inside the room for like 4 or 5 days. Me and two bad bitches for like under $200.
That's crazy.
That's what I was doing in Ohio.
He want to enjoy his life. Y'all do cool shit. Get
listen,
the fuck out of y'all, here.
No, but that's the type of attitude that make you miss out on good shit in your life, Lizbell. Everybody want to go to Miami.
First of all, I've been to Kansas City, bro. You ever been to Kansas City? There's nothing over there but a Chipotle, bitch.
Yo, it is. And it's cold as fuck.
Yeah.
It'd be cold as hell. I don't know. I'd be thinking like it's just the North. I'm a dumbass. I'd just be thinking like just the Northeast is cold. And then like Alaska, yeah. And I'd be going to other places. I'm like, yo, hold on, California not supposed to be cold?
Nah,
Arizona's not supposed to be cold. We're in the desert. Why is it cold? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, nigga, you should have paid attention to school.
Them square states get crazy.
Yeah, it's like yo, because they're not real. Like
they're not real states.
Yeah, it's just a square. Like ain't no nigga. I don't give a fuck if you don't got a border that's like a river, or some mountains or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And this shit is not real, bro. Get out of here, Oklahoma. You fake. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna have the Oklahomans on our ass, bro.
Oh man,
you've never met nobody from fucking Oklahoma. The second you say something bad about somebody, bro,
everywhere. Yeah. I'm gonna pop out. This is gonna be a nigga with Oklahoma plates,
bro.
Like,
I still want to know what happens. It's been two seasons. I still want to know what happens in Oklahoma's dick. I need to know. Yo. You know the long, skinny dick of Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I need to know what goes on there. Chat.
We should take,
what's good, bro?
Yeah.
We should take a Victory Light school trip
to Oklahoma's dick. Yo. Yes.
Figure out what the fuck is going on over there.
Listen, let me tell you who's not going to Oklahoma's dick. Benito, a.k.a. Bad Bunny, a.k.a. Cornejo Malo. You know what I'm saying? Why do we think this is? Like, you have some theories, Liz. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've been to a few Bad Bunny concerts. I know why bitch, you live in the United States. You know what the fuck going on. Motherfucker see what you see firsthand.
Yo, to me, it was that, right? Like, it's like, yo, Bad Bunny's been known to make political statements in his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's a mainstream artist. So that's like, it takes some cojones to do that, you know? But shout out to him. I immediately thought that, like, yo, ICE is snatching people up left and right, going crazy. And he's just like, man, fuck y'all. I'm not going to reward y'all for this with my beautiful music.
Yeah. I also think they would use his concerts as a way to find people.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think he's very aware of all of that shit. Like,
yeah. He's also not, it's like Bad Bunny is essentially a walking economy, kind of like Drake.
Right.
Where Drake is like, Drake by himself is like 5% of Toronto's economy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's so true. Like, Bad Bunny himself is like an institution, low key. So I don't think that he wants to bring business and or revenue to a country that has historically persecuted and taken advantage of his homeland.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And especially because they, the PR is a part of the U.S., but they're not treated as such.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So it's like, I'm pretty sure he's like, I'm going to do my Puerto Rico tour where I'm just going to perform in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Then I'll do a world tour and honestly, fuck y'all.
Yo, it's crazy that you said this shit about, because I thought of like ICE and all that stuff in like the political sense of like, yo, he's like against this shit. I did not even think of the possibility of just mad ICE vans posted up outside the Bad Bunny concert at like fucking, at like Prudential Center, just waiting for motherfuckers to come out like, hey, come here.
Yeah.
Are you Latino?
So,
no, they're going around asking people if they speak Spanish.
You speak Spanish?
Yeah, like, it's some real sick shit. I wouldn't come here neither, bro.
See?
Yeah, fuck that. But I think, okay, fine. Guys, there's something I got to tell you. I think the real reason Bad Bunny is skipping the U.S. is because of me, okay? It's me. It's my fault.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, guys.
Fuck, what'd you do?
It's because I can't handle
this fucking guy, man.
I can't handle him and Hunter Schafer being in the same hemisphere.
Yo, what?
I can't do it.
It makes you too horny?
I can't do it. Just knowing that Benito and Hunter are alive at the same time makes me a threat to national security. So if I find out that
bastard.
So if I find out that they're even on the same continent, I'm staging a coup. I'm taking over and that's something, and Benito knows this and he can't risk that.
He can't risk it. Yeah, no, he doesn't want this motherfucker taking over Doge.
I'll take that L, bro. You know what I mean?
You making us all collectively take an L,
damn,
motherfucker.
Bro. This is like when your sibling does something wrong and y'all all get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah. Damn,
but
bro.
You know what's crazy? This is what I was thinking about. Like, the U.S. is kind of starting to feel like the auntie's house with mad roaches.
That you don't want to go to.
That you don't want to go to. And 100%. You're just like, oh, fuck. I guess I gotta go because, my mom.
You don't want to eat there?
Yeah, like you don't even want to step in that bitch. Yeah. But you're like, yo, I can't say no.
Yeah,
you wear your book bag the whole time.
The whole time. Bro, if you take.
You don't take nothing at all.
It's one of those houses, bro, and I'm not gonna name names, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to shame nobody in my extended family, but it's one of them houses where you go and they're like, yo, take your shoes off. And you take your shoes off and you're like, I shouldn't have did that, bro. Because these socks are light colored socks.
Yeah.
And now I come out of here looking like I just ran uphill at like Wave Hill in the Bronx and shit, like through soil. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you walk around the house with socks on and then your socks is mysteriously wet.
Oh my God, bro. That's fucked up. That's so.
That shit just makes me feel nasty, bro. But Benito did show up to the Met Gala with what a look that I would like to describe as like Agent Hibaru. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like he came dressed like in traditional, not traditional, with a hat was a traditional, it's not, what the fuck is that shit called? The shit with the straw sticking out on the sides? I should know this. So he had a baba on at the Met Gala, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to mommy, you know what I'm saying, on the check-in, you know, educating us. He had the baba on.
That wasn't mommy. That was
redacted.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, it was maternal energy, you know what I'm saying? It comes through. Yo, so he's representing Puerto Rico in like a place where it's like, it's very stuffy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, I feel like he's making statements, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's making statements.
As someone who's worked with Bad Bunny, and I've been to like six of his concerts. Don't do that. That's crazy. I think that Bad Bunny is very intentional about everything that he does.
Yeah.
And bro, I was at the last concert. New York is ghetto, bro. Bro, they fucking stormed the stadium.
We're here.
The second night of the show, they stormed the stadium. Yeah. People broke in. People who paid hundreds of dollars for tickets couldn't get in. There's people passing out, getting drunk before the concert starts.
Yeah.
There's couples arguing and fighting outside.
Hey.
Like, there's people wilding. Like, I know. And even the way the U.S. reacts to him, it's very overwhelming. Like, the way New Yorkers, not even just New Yorkers, just the United States, react to him in that kind of hive, like, yo. Photo, like, just pictures. They don't really care about the human. It's like, bro, he not trying to come over here for that reason. I really think it's like, yo, these people are a little bit more hectic than I'm used to. I'm gonna come back in a few years.
I'm gonna come back in a few years.
Yeah.
Let shit die down.
No, it'd be like that. But listen, you think you could just text Gail and you could just work with Bad Bunny six times? All right, cool.
Oh, wow.
I just want you want y'all to know.
That's crazy.
When I end up in a Hideo Kojima game, I will not shut the fuck up for 4 years.
First of all, about it. We done campaigned for Miss Fucking Nasty B to come up here, bro. We done fought for him, right?
This guy's having threesomes in hotels in Hawaii.
Yo no quiero nada de eso.
That's crazy. We doing work.
I was working. I didn't even have a good time.
Yeah,
I'm over there with a fucking camera. Shit.
I text Gail out of anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was it. That was what that was. That wasn't like a flex. Like, yo, I know Gail King. We cool. That was like a, yo, I'm worried about black women.
Oh, so you texted Gail out of anxiety. That's what you're telling me? That's what you're telling me right now on this podcast?
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. Because listen, man, just because Trump is president, that don't mean that we can't advance as a people, because that's everybody's responsible for their own self. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's responsible for their own self. The way that they make money, you know what I'm saying? No.
You know what?
That's true knowledge of self, God. I can't even be upset, man.
Yo, when niggas pull out the nah chopper, bro, it's about to be a fight. That's right before we scrap, bro.
Hold on.
Yo, speaking of holding on, bro, we've been holding on for too fucking long, bro. We've been holding on for a very long time, and it's almost a meme. I'm sure y'all seen this meme in like comments of like Instagram posts or Twitter or whatever. If something crazy happens, people will be like, yo, Gail King was on the moon before we got GTA 6. Gail King was on the moon before we got GTA 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Didn't they just delay that shit again?
Yeah. But
that shit's coming out.
Damn, bro. Fucking
February 2026. But they did drop a trailer, as our good brother Randy put in there. And everybody is very horny over the main characters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Rockstar did like a really big content dump of like GTA 6 content. A bunch of characters got their own trailers. They released a bunch of images and shit. And like everybody's insanely hot for no reason. Also,
I love it.
It's in Vice City again.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Let's go.
So a lot of Vice City is in Florida in the world of Rockstar.
Yo, Ballad of Gay Tony, best DLC
ever.
Probably ever.
Incredible.
You know what I'm saying? You fly a little helicopter.
Yeah. One of three Dominican video game characters in history, by the way. Yeah. And then, so they did a big content drop, and we got like an actual release date this time, which is May 26th, 2026.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's like 10 days after my birthday.
Oh, awesome.
And
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And,
no,
and people have been doing like these breakdowns and shit. Like, so basically, what Rockstar did was they dropped a bunch of content that was like, yeah, motherfucker, look at all this work we put in. Look at all these textures. Look at all these textures. Look at what we're making the PS5 do, motherfucker.
Yo.
It was worth the wait.
This
just
about to sound like a 737 taking off.
Yeah.
Yo,
no.
They did the same thing that they did with the Brooklyn Mirage. They were like, yo, look at all this. Look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to work this time, though. That's the thing. You
know
what I'm saying? Mirage canceled everything. Question. This is a little abstract. You know what I'm saying? Could Bad Bunny possibly be skipping the U.S. because he's like, yo, I'm protesting against Grand Theft Auto 6 because y'all didn't put no Puerto Ricans in the main characters. You know what I'm saying? Even though Shorty could be.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Shorty
Lucia.
Could be.
Lucia. Her name's Lucia.
And she's in Miami. Like,
yeah.
She could be. She's a gal Cuban. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think she might not be. I got to read some of the dialogue first to figure out if she's Cuban or Puerto Rican.
Because
if she's Cuban, then she's going to be like, you know what? We got to really close our borders.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We really got to close our. Before we sell this meth, we got to close our borders and make sure that
there's a DLC where you gotta get on stage as her and sing, oh my God, I will vote.
I will vote
for Donald Trump. Mama, huevo, tojito, coño, vende patria,
lamborazo,
maldito lamborazo, tojito,
coño, caco,
coño, cobarde del diablo,
coño. Coño. Yo, so... The I will vote for Donald Trump DLC is crazy. You know somebody's gonna do that. Grand Theft Auto, you know, as we all know, like, you know, it's every platform. You know, it's coming out for every platform.
Mm-hmm.
The PC girlies are gonna go crazy and mod this shit. Don't make that mod just because you heard it here. Or maybe do because you heard it here. So that is, you know what I'm saying? It tracks our influence. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, don't make the mod and then blame Rockstar.
Right.
Gonna get a lot of self-reporting with GTA 6.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers gonna be like, yo, why? Like,
yo, I made this patch that makes everybody naked.
Yo, shout out to Eric Andre, bro. Like, remember that? You know the meme of him where he shoots Hannibal and then he goes, why would Hannibal do this? It's like, and this happened with Red Dead Redemption, right? Where like somebody like hog tied a guy to his horse and then dragged him across the map alive.
What?
Tied him to a cactus, watched him bake in the sun, and then watched crows eat his like festering
Jesus
corpse.
Christ,
right,
bro?
That is nuts.
And then they said, "Yo, why would Rockstar do this?"
Why not? No,
bro. Hold on.
Luke did that.
Yeah. We not.
That was Luke and Kyle.
We not about to act like that.
Yeah.
Like you didn't put all those events together.
Listen, Luke and Kyle ate some shroom gummies.
Yeah.
And then they went upstairs to the computer, and they were like, "Dude."
Yeah, what if?
Dude, what if we fucking, holy fuck, this is
it's
fucking totally gnar, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking Gnarls Barkley right there.
It's like when the shorties do The Sims, it's like, bro, you could create your whole fucking world. Why the fuck your baby on fire, bitch?
Why is your baby on fire?
What's going on in here?
I didn't see, bro, people are sick. And that's what, to your point. And then they'll blame the video game company.
Yeah.
Like, yo, why did you make this a possibility? Bro, maybe they were regular people. They weren't even thinking that you would build a pool and then put all your Sims in the pool and then build an unclimbable fence around the pool.
And
you
then take the ladder out. Yeah,
and then
no.
Take the ladder out.
As you're speaking to me, I feel like this is what God is saying to us. God is like, yo, I gave y'all free will. I had no idea y'all was gonna do all this shit, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know y'all was. I didn't even know y'all mind could even think about doing shit like that.
Yo, God about to come down like fucking T.I. and ATL and be like, your fucking free will back, nigga. Just snatch that shit off.
Nah, he gonna come down. He gonna come down like Tay Diggs.
Speaking of God.
Oh shit.
Oh God.
We're breaking some news here.
Papal news.
The new pope has been elected.
Oh shit! Revealed. Who is it?
Revealed.
He is an American.
Max B.
From Chicago.
Chief King.
Kanye.
He's a graduate of Villanova University.
What?
Okay.
Whoa.
What is happening?
What?
Robert Francis Prevost. Prevost.
Robert Francis Prevost.
Okay. How old is he?
I don't know, he's old.
You can't be a young pope.
I love the bomb after that. Like, he's dropping a Trapaholics mixtape. Yeah. Like,
he's 69 years old.
69?
Nice. Oh, that's not too bad.
Nice. Papaholics. Real pap shit.
But he is the first American pope ever.
Oh, the first American. Oh, shit. The first American pope. Damn. Yo, damn. This is bad. You know when this is bad? Because now Trump is going to go on Truth Social and be like, look, the best popes come from America. We have the first American pope ever. Yeah. That's, you know why? That's because of me.
Listen. We're going to have to tell mainland Italy to hold this dick, all right? You know what fucking time it is. You see America I'm in my dress blues, baby. That's on Phonem Grave. You know what fucking time it is. T-Dollars, baby. We're taking over for the 99 and the 2000.
Yo, you know what, bro?
T-Dollars, what are you guys going to do to the Vatican now that you guys have taken over as Americans?
First order of business, we're going to add a Hennessy water cooler in the corners of all of the pews because... churches, listen, some of the best people that I know go to church. It's very boring, very, very boring, very boring time. It's not very fun. You throw Henny Culottas in the mix.
Oh, wow.
Hennessy water cooler.
Oh, wow.
It's very American. Chicago, I love my people.
Oh, it's, yeah.
All right? Chicago, I love Chicago. At the end of every sermon, we play 300 by Chief Keef. Incredible song. I love it. You know why? Because at church, what do? You cool out with your youngins, all right? That's why they announced the white smoke, because you know what the white smoke? What are they smoking?
That's
One Hunna.
One Hunna? All right? Smoking a one.
Bro, I can't take no more of y'all making this motherfucker look mad cool. You can't just do that, bro.
Yo, it's crazy that you said that, yo, because, like, he said, like, he be saying shit. I'm like, bro, it's crazy. I'm like, am I getting old? Because he said some shit, and I was like, that's kind of true. I was like, fuck. I was like, damn. I feel like a person that I don't like is right about something.
That's just normal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's normal. Sometimes people are right, and sometimes people are fascist, and they might be right once or twice.
That's crazy. It's like a broken clock.
Yeah. But fuck. We don't acknowledge them and we don't give fascists no good publicity.
We don't care. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Suck a dick.
Yeah, T. Draco exists only in GTA 6, hopefully.
Yeah.
T. Draco is bizarro Trump. That's what it is.
It might actually be regular Trump, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I just talk like normal in front of my people, but when I'm behind closed doors.
Yeah. Like when he's behind closed doors, he turned into Denzel Curry and shit. Yeah. Like, he got the wicks in his hair. He take the mask off.
Oh,
like,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Triple wicks is nuts. That man got the big gunplay shit.
He's permanently on a perky, bro. He's permanently high. He's fried for life.
He said he knew the perk was fake, but he ate it. Because he's a super gremlin.
Nah, he's on a Ferk 30.
Ferk 30.
That's crazy.
Yo. He's like, nothing can come in from China except my painkillers.
Yo.
Those perkios, I'm off a bean. Yo. Oh my God. So Benito's skipping everything. It could be because of that. It could be because of this. It could be because of America's obsession. Yo, I feel like I really feel old now today because it used to be that people were obsessed with like rappers, actors, athletes. People are now obsessed with streamers. Like, streamers are their own economy. They're their own thing. They have their own very wide lane. I used to clown back in the day. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let's get something popping. But is Benito skipping that is it easy skipping over the US because we're obsessed with streamers and streamer drama? Because El Papi Chulo, el más duro de AMP, Fanum. That's what you said in Spanish. Fanum.
Fanum.
No, ese es el Fanum. Ahí, ese tigre un duro.
Oye, Fanum.
Fanum, dime a ver qué es lo que es mío. Oye, préstame el Lamborghini, loco, que yo tengo una cita con una jevita
claro,
dura. Una
claro,
dura
que yo no, claro que yo tengo cinco más.
Oh, sí, ah, pues, oye, loco, ¿y los aros? ¿Son 22 los aros?
Oye, no, son de los 26. A ustedes ni le han llegado estos códigos.
Oh, shit, coño, de ti, que está adelante, adelante, coño. ¿Y esos pedales, mío? Eso es F1 cocinado.
Oye, tú lo tienes que comprar así, preparado, ¿tú me entiendes?
Preparado. Prepared Air Force Ones, bro. That's what we on. You know what I mean? But yo, Phantom, so Phantom, and you gave a good insight to this because I was panicking. I love Dominican people. I was going to say, I love Dominican men. It's crazy. I love Dominican people.
That makes two of us.
Somos los tres.
Yo, I love my people. So whenever they blow up and shine, I love to see it. Like Carl Anthony Towns busting everybody's ass, in, you know what I'm saying, against Boston yesterday. Phantom is out here busting everybody's ass in a streaming game. But he released statements saying, like, yo, I'm no longer a member of AMP. I'm out of here. Yo, and like doing like kind of like cryptic tweets. Yeah,
he
like,
said that they blocked him.
That they blocked him from the social media accounts and this and this and that. And I was just like, yo, is this true? I was like, yo, my Dominican king. Like, no, they're trying to play him. Like, no, don't play with my son. And then I was just like, wait a minute. I was like, these dudes are very smart. And they're very, like, on top of, like, their branding and all that shit. Yeah. Especially Phantom, bro. Like, that motherfucker is, like, he, like, beyond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you were saying?
Oh, I was saying.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I love that I have you trained.
Yeah. I was like,
I feel so mean saying that. Oh, my God.
It's home training.
I think that Phantom is very fucking smart. And I think he's also emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
So all of this just might be theatrics.
Right.
I'm just saying. Uno conoce los dominicanos, bro. He probably handle the shit, you know. I mean, I don't know.
They get hot.
All I know is I love Phantom, and he's welcomed here at all times.
Come on, baby. You know, you know what it is, baby. Come on, slide through the trap. You know what I'm saying?
Also, everybody goes solo at some point, man.
You know what I'm saying?
JT went solo, and look what happened.
Hey, Beyonce.
You know what I mean? Beyonce went solo. Like, I don't know. I
Bobby Brown?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to know when you outgrown some shit. Like, real shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm...
That was a cocaine joke, by the way.
Oh,
just a little toot, you know?
I just,
just a little toot.
Just a little, and the toot is a shovel.
Right.
We live in a world, the streamer shit, I want to act like I'm too old and too cool to give a fuck about that shit. But then, like, Phantom, I'm like, oh, shit, damn, he left AMP, fuck. Like,
what's going on?
Damn, what's going on? Like, now I'm, like, interested, you know? I'm, like, fake invested. But I just... Every other time, I'm not, because we live in a world where, like, I'll see a tweet that's like, it's like a clip from a stream, and if the tweet reads like, Dookie Teeth is mad at his best friend Crack Smoke for flirting with his girl, Regina Yeastmaster, in the middle of his stream.
Regina Yeastmaster's
and
nasty.
I don't know. I think it's crazy that I'm expected to just, like, find the will to live after reading shit like that on my timeline.
Yo,
who are these people?
The thing is, Randy, you might not know them, but they're getting paid a gajillion dollars to do God knows what.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single day.
Yeah, to do fuckhole every single day.
I don't even be mad at it, bro.
Yo.
I don't be mad at it. Like, when I look at streamers, I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers found a way. And guess what? I don't think that's easy at all. Because you have to entertain an audience for 6-7
Kai
did 30 days straight.
That's nuts, bro.
30 days straight of constantly talking, making people laugh, trying to,
with no Adderall?
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, we don't know what they be doing, but...
That motherfucker always, his energy is always so high that I want to be like, yo, calm down sometimes.
But it's
because
you're 40. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they're not doing that for us. Even me as a 30-year-old, I'm like, yo... But he's not talking to us. This is like really for the younger kids. We just happen to be in the world that they're in.
Yeah.
But I could never hate on a streamer, bro. And I'm really fighting against the grain of becoming the old hater bitch. Yeah. Where it's just like you don't understand the shit that the younger kids are doing.
Yeah,
so you're just like
fuck that.
Get the fuck out of here. It's like, I don't want to be that. So I'm trying to understand the youth.
Right.
It's like trying to understand why children watch people play with toys on YouTube.
Yo. fam, can we talk about that for like 1.5 minutes? That blew my, I had never understood how. I was just like, yo, I could buy you that shit.
Yeah.
It's a fucking $5 blind. It's like, this shit is in a bin at Target, nigga, when you walk in, right by the fake Pizza Hut. Yeah. Like, what are we, I could just, why are you watching this Filipino lady open this shit?
Didn't you just watch the game last night?
Yeah.
You can't fucking hoop.
Wow.
Got a bad knee,
see, dude. Nah, see,
I'm
now,
so sorry. Well, so, how would I do that? You see what I'm saying? It's the mic, bro.
See?
It's
but
the
it's
mic.
Crazy. It's that don't say blame Rockstar.
I would never
blame
say
Rockstar. Rockstar
would,
for,
yeah, it's, it gotta yeah, yeah. be, bro. I would never say that. I would never say that.
Just for that? We about to yo, listen, we not just for that? Yo, we all three of us, we playing 21, bro, at the crib. Live from the crib. Joe Budden, Gillian Wallow, they did it. Fuck it. We doing it too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We hooping.
Yeah.
Victory like 21.
Yo, Mero about to go home and go in his sauna and wring out his balls on purpose. He about to go like this with his ball sack. And then he about to wear shorts with no draws.
Yeah. I got
and then
he
gonna be like, he gonna be like, yo, how tall are you, Rainey? 5'8"? Perfect.
And when I get with when the... I lower the room to 7 feet.
Should I organize like... an EMT to be on standby?
Yes, bro. I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna wake up like, what the fuck is that smell?
He's got one long ass curly pube. Like, yo. Like, is that my eyebrow? Like, nah,
no,
dog.
Man. That's what crazy is Merrill will probably cook all of us in basketball.
Yo, you know what it is? I got the old man game because now I'm playing with my kids and like the younger kids in the neighborhood. Basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all gonna isolate that clip and be like, Mero's playing with the kids in the neighborhood. Mero did what? <On the thumbnail>? Yo, like, no, basketball, okay? I'm out of the youth sports.
Is Victory Life a weirdo podcast? Mero mentioned playing with the kids in his neighborhood.
Yo,
what is going on? On that platform.
Yo, why does he talk like that?
Get a fucking job.
Yo, why do you talk like that? Why does it take so much effort for you to move your tongue? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's insane, champ.
Yeah.
You gotta stop that. Yo. But nah, that's like, I feel like that was like the OG brain rot. It was like the video, like the unboxing shit. Mm-hmm. Cause then it became weird, bro. Because like I saw my kids, like the evolution of this shit, right? First it was like, it was just one lady. It was like a Filipino lady. I remember, cause I remember her voice distinctly. And every time I've been in like a mother and baby like delivery thing, I've been there four times. You know what I'm saying? And once for Ingrid, shout out to Ingrid. The nurses, I remember that, you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, Tita, you know what I'm saying? Like, here come Tita. And I remember the voices, you know what I'm saying, and the accent. Mm-hmm. So I was like, even though Shorty wasn't on camera and all you could see was her hands, I knew she was Filipino because the accent, and plus she had a hospital bracelet on that said like hospital ID, RN, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I knew. But then after that, it became, now we're not just opening boxes. You're like, how the fuck did you do?
Who the fuck you see the hot, why she got a hospital bracelet?
She just came home from work. She's in the middle of that
shift.
Oh,
okay. Never mind.
Nah, that's, I made all that shit up.
You thought she broke out of the hospital?
Why would she have that? Don't bitches have badges?
She's like, fuck this dialysis. I got to open these fucking LOL girls.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But then it became that into like, yo, we're just doing weird shit. Like, they would order like a big ass gummy worm and just cut it into pieces.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, this is officially brain rot, bro.
Yeah.
Like, because what are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why Bad Bunny's skipping the United States, because that's all we do all day.
Yeah.
They do TikToks where it's one side is just like a screw getting screwed into a hole, and then this side is like Timothy Chalamet doing a Millie Rock.
And then the top is like a random mobile game where you're jumping over trains or some shit.
Last War.
They'll have all of these motherfucking screens, all kinds of splits, and then they'll have an actual visual, verbal fucking story being told, and you trying to keep up with every single thing. And then you realize, and then you wonder, motherfucker, why you can't sit down and read a three fucking a paragraph in a book. It's like, bro, of course not. They're literally trying to fry our fucking brains.
Yo, and they are succeeding, bro, because I'm going to make a...
Hold on.
Yo.
No man fi suck seed.
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now, bro?
Yo, my... Oi.
Fire for that!
Oi, star. Mina.
Oi, star.
Mina mean to do...
It's all right, bro. Because you know what?
It's all right.
Everything going to be airy.
Yeah. Right? Everything going to be airy, man. You know, when me I go to the Spanish town over there...
Mm-hmm.
and me see the world boss, and him tell me, me not use cake soap no more. I say, that's the choice that you are willing to make, because I love to wash my face with the cake soap.
Yo, that is the wildest Vibes Cartel line I ever heard in my life. Listen, that, I'm off that.
A victory light. A victory light.
That's like new brain rot. But yeah. I have a theory here, okay? And don't beat me up because Mother's Day is coming up, but our moms put us onto the OG brain rot. The OG brain rot, okay? And this is like Latino kids, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the OG brain rot was Sábado Gigante. Because it was 12 hours long. It had no structure. It didn't make no sense. It's like, yo, we're going to go from a musical act to telling you about Captain Crunch to telling you about this comedy skit to now we got four kids singing Hotel California.
And then this clown demon is going to kick people out and play a horn.
Like, it was like, yeah. It was like the first OG overstimulation, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then now to bring it full circle is Benito aware of that, and he's just like, yo, y'all just went from the OG brain rot to the new brain rot. I'm never coming to the United States ever again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure Bad Bunny has WhatsApp and he sees what the fuck is going on over there.
You feel me?
With our Caribbean parents and the AI. Bro.
Yo. Mother's Day's coming up, bro, and I don't want an AI scammer to call my mom and be like, mommy, so mommy, es tu hijo, Quimero. She's like, Quimero. No, eso que yo, tú sabes, que eso es lo que me dicen. Oye, mira, mami, I need something from you. It's your song. I need your social security number, and I need your date of birth, and I need your address and your phone number, and the name of your children and their date of birth. And she's just like, ay, claro, mijo. And then she just writes it down and gives it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's
going
on.
Makes me nervous, bro. It makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Bro, my mom showed me a video the other day, and she had to witness it. She showed me a video of a big ass fucking dog, and I'm like, Ma, there's no way you watching this and you think, because she was like, Mira que grande perro, mira que grande, like, bro, you know damn well that this shit is mad fake, and she's like, Ay, pero es vea, like once you, it's like, yo, and even when my pops was alive, he used to send me shit, and I'm like, Papi, you can't believe everything you see on the internet. Because the thing is, wait, I don't know if it's just Caribbeans in general, but Dominicans, if there is a link and there is a picture with words,
forget it.
That shit is written in stone.
Yeah,
it's
written in stone.
And another thing is that these motherfuckers listen to the news like background music.
Yes.
Like the news to them is just, it's like air. Yeah, it's like air. It's just that's just what they hear.
It's just there.
Yeah. It's just there.
Yo, that's why the biggest YouTube segment in DR is old men sitting around in a random studio talking politics.
Yeah.
Like, but not really talking politics. Just being like, no, esta vaina está jodida aquí en este país. Estos tigres son ladrones, todito. Todos los diputados, el presidente, todo eso, hijo de la gran puta, son unos
ladrones. I love them because they be cursing and they be fucking wilding on
I don't even, yo, is that in the Constitution of DR, free speech? Because I'm like, if it ain't, that motherfuckers is
flying. They risking it all.
They risking it all, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask y'all this. You know, Mother's Day is coming up, so, you know, we want to make our mommies happy, you know. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but, you know, by just being me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, think of something, bitch.
All right, bro, listen, we got to go to Marshall's. We gotta get some nice soap.
Marshall's.
Yo, this is every Dominican mom. I don't care. Like, you could be like, yo, my mom's right here. That's not true. You're lying. If you buy your Dominican mom something for Mother's Day and it's expensive, they ain't touching it.
Yeah.
If you go to fucking Marshall's, bro, and you get fucking Crabtree and Evelyn peach soap, they're like, ay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, huele tan lindo. ¿Dónde tú compraste esto? And I'm just like, yo, Crabtree Evelyn, bro, shit is mad exotic. Meanwhile, I'm just like scraping the price off the shit. It's like $2.99 clearance.
Yeah.
Like, they love that shit, bro. I'm like, yo, my mom got a pair of fucking Louis loafers.
Wow.
And she ain't never worn what? God damn it. She went up to church one time and she was like, ay, no, la gente me estaba mirando.
Damn.
Like, that's called haters.
Two vibe alert.
Oh, shit.
Stay on topic. Two vibe alert.
Sorry. I started vibing. I'm sorry. I don't want any no fucking vibing. You know what? 2025. So the question here is for y'all. Give me a. I started off. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm the biggest disappointment in this room.
That's.
a moment when you had to face your moms and you was like, damn, bro, like I really disappointed her, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, even not, maybe not in the moment, but like hindsight, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Looking back on it, I'll tell you right now, I might have told this story on different platforms, but it might be the first time telling it on Victory. Like, I was in NYCHA housing with a guy who's, I don't know his government name, but his tag name was Selk. S-E-L-K. Shout out to Selk, man. If I see you, I hope you free, my brother. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not, free Selk. With Selk and Nace, shout out to Nace, you know what I'm saying? He's turned over a new leaf. He's lifting weights. He's staying in. All his posts on Instagram is about gains.
Gracias nowadays. Dios.
Gracias a Dios. You know what I'm saying? Que Dios me lo bendiga. Se maldito loco. My mom used to call him todo loco. Anyway, I was up there with those two shenanigan hooligans smoking angel dust. And we had the Nextel chirp phones on deck that day. And we were all up there smoking angel dust and breakdancing. Because that seemed like the thing to do. Climb all the way up to the rooftop of the projects. You know what I'm saying? Don't open the door and go on the roof because the alarm is going to go off. And then we can't sit here and smoke. Smoke dust in the darkness and then start pop locking. You know? And hours and hours and hours passed by. I didn't notice because dust affects. You're in a fugue state. You know what I'm saying? You're disassociating. You feel me? So I see the concern in your eyes. Don't worry. I haven't smoked dust in like
I'm
weeks.
Worried, I'm very worried.
You know
just
what?
Just trying to speed past that shit.
Weeks is progress. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So my little sister had to come pick me up. And when she did, she showed up with her boyfriend and they put me in the car because I couldn't get in the car. Because when she said sit in the car, I said no doubt. And I sat on the sidewalk and I got mad because I was like, why y'all not driving? And she's like, because you're not in the car. You dumb motherfucker. She's like, I gotta take you home like this. She's like, cause mommy's calling us, bro. We gotta come home. Cause we both left the house like together. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And that was like our thing. Like, yo, I'm taking it with, yo, it's okay. She's safe. She's with me. She'll go slide with her boyfriend and I'll go smoke dust in the project. So I go home. She takes me home. And mind you, guys, this is like around this time, like May, you know what I'm saying? Times. And I have a North Face jacket on. And I'm like, yo, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this on very tightly so that my mom doesn't know I'm high. I did this multiple times, by the way, and it never worked. So I came in the house.
Oh, you mean like the hood on?
Yeah,
very tight?
The hood. Like, and I pull the elastic string so that all you see is just like ninja eyes.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a Bronx, like, you know what I'm saying? Like burka. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It just covers the whole shit. And bro, I walked in there and my sister was like, yo, what are you doing? It is mad hot. Like, you're going to walk in there with a jacket covering your whole face? You look mad sus. Like, you might as well just walk in there looking like Secret Squirrel because she's not going to kick. Like, this is more sus. And I was like, no, you don't know. I was like, I know everything. And I walked in there, bro, and my mom just looked at me, and she didn't say shit to me, bro. She just looked at me and said, hey.
Oh, no.
Bruh. No. I was like, shot to the heart. And you're too late. Oh, you give love a bad name. Bro, she sniped me, bro.
Damn,
I was like,
that's heartbreaking.
And she done cursed me out before.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather her just
like,
be like,
coño, tu maldita mierda. Coño, tu no sirve para nada ni para echarte a los perros, coño. Aqueroso, azaroso. Hijo, tu maldita madre. Y yo, pero mami, pero si tú eres... Cállate, coño, que te exploto. I would have rather that. She just said, ay, Dios mío. And just started getting ready for work. Yeah. I was like, God, you fucking bum. Go in your room, you piece of shit, and like wallow in self-pity. And I was like, that's exactly what I did. I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm a failure.
Damn, man.
But here I am. Here I am, baby.
Exactly. We ball.
Damn.
Mix Royce, goddammit. Mix Royce, goddammit. Mix Royce, goddammit. Mix Royce, Mix Royce, Dusthead Merrill, goddammit.
Mix Royce, Dusthead Merrill. That's crazy. It'll be a joke, but he got something coming.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Let's not do that. I gotta say, the time that I disappointed my mom or my parents the most, bro, I got arrested.
What?
I got arrested. When
I said that like what? Like,
I got arrested when I was like 14. No. I think I was like 13. Yeah, I was 13. I got arrested for guess what? Graffiti, bitch.
No.
Yes.
What?
Shit.
I got arrested.
Let's go.
Her graph era.
Bro,
yeah.
I, Yeah. And this is some bullshit. It wasn't even graffiti. I was literally just writing on a wall with a fucking marker.
Your name?
And then some DTs pulled up, and it was like some dickhead DTs. He was so hyped to catch somebody in a crime. His dick got hard. Like, he was like, oh, yeah. He walked in. He came after me like the fucking YNs who got caught lacking in the smoke shop. It was like,
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yo, what's good? I was 13. My mom was in DR, bro.
Oh, no.
When this happened. So I was unsupervised. They had to call my mom from DR because I was like, y'all not calling my father. No. I don't care what you do. Do not call my father because, Bobby, don't play that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, we first of all, they had me and my cousin locked up like some animals in the back. My uncle pulls up to finally like get us out because we were too young for them to send us like away.
Yeah.
But the homegirl that was with me had just turned 16, so she had to go away.
Oof.
Yeah. But we get locked in. My uncle goes to get my dad, and my dad pulls up to pick me up.
Ooh.
And Poppy's on the phone making the phone call to mom, and I'm just like, mommy's in DR realizing that I just got arrested. Poppy just came to pick me up. He not even talking to me.
Oh, bro. Yeah, nah.
He literally saw me, was like, and then we walked straight to the car, and he didn't say a word.
Ooh.
And I was like, what do I do, bro? Mommy, I was just like, yo, I can just imagine what my mom is thinking being in DR. And that she leaves us alone for 3 fucking days, and here I am in fucking jail, bro.
Fucking jail is crazy. Yo, by the way, the criminal justice system is so fucked up that you go to jail for graffiti. Her homegirl that was 16, still on Rikers.
Yeah, crazy. She's still there.
Still there.
Wow.
You know what
she
saying?
Deserves it.
That's
it.
Oh, okay. Damn, y'all got some serious ass tales, man. I don't even, my shit ain't even that crazy because I was a good boy. But like, this is something that would happen routinely with me.
Yeah.
So Spanish is my first language, but my mom refused to put me in ESL as a kid. Like, so she just threw me to the wolves. So like, imagine your entire life, right? Up until you're like 4 or 5 years old, you're speaking Spanish only. Then you go to school, and they tried to play my mom. She was like, well, he speaks Spanish. Let's put him in the Spanish class. She wasn't fucking with that because she knew that that class got way less resources.
Oh,
you know what I mean? They got they didn't have like, they were like, nah, fuck that. Put him in the regular class.
Yeah.
He gonna learn English that way. Mm-hmm. So that's how I learned English. So I went from speaking Spanish from like learning from my conception to like 4 years old. Then from school, pretty much my entire academic career speaking like mostly English. So when I was like 12, 13, 14, right, I would have this issue recontextualizing Spanish, like translating it in my head.
Mm.
So mommy would send me to the supermarket to get plátano maduro, and I would get green plantains because those were más duro than the other ones. So for my non-Spanish speaking folks, plátano maduro means mature plantain, which means it's softer, it's riper,
it's like sweet,
and it's
sweet
sweeter.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It's a sweet plantain. The other ones are green and like not as ripe, and they're like hard, right?
Yeah, they're
like
starchy.
They're starchier. So my English brain could not recontextualize maduro and más duro,
which means more hard.
Yeah. So my stupid ass would get more hard plátano because my mom sent me to the supermarket for plátano más duro.
Yo, which, by the way, to put it into context, this man is 30 something years old. So we're going back 20 years. Back then, plátanos was like 47 for a dollar.
Yes.
So he was at Food Bazaar for 6 hours.
Exactly.
Squeezing every fucking plátano
To
find the hardest plátano in there.
Y por eso que yo tengo esta manopla.
Esta manopla, coño, es un pinche.
Por eso que yo tengo esta manopla. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Hey, mira, este pichaba para Licey.
So I would get home with 46 of the wrong plátanos. And my mom would go, no, hombre, coño, pero no, que... coño, pero tú no escuchaste que yo te dejé plátano maduro. And I would say, pero mami, esos son los maduros que estaban en el supermercado, mami, coño. And I should be like, maldito inepto. Yo, Dominican moms, imbécil. She would call me an imbecile.
Inept.
Inept.
Yo, cobarde.
A coward.
A coward? What does that have to do with discipline, man.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
So that's
a
how...
A charlatan? That's the best one.
Yeah. Mira, charlatan, coño.
Charlatan, coño.
Like, that is an old-ass word.
Yeah, that's how I would routinely upset my mother.
Damn, Randy was really a good kid, bro.
Yeah. Right. I would even be like, yo, you know, I shot a cat.
Nah.
In the courtyard. I'm like, all right, I'm waiting for that.
Nah, not like that. You know what it was? It's because... Like, my older sister was, like, kind of doing all the teenager angsty shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm not going to make my mom feel like that.
Yeah.
So
I'm your sister.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. Ingrid is you. She's like, nah, bro, I'm getting first honors. Like, yeah. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm jerking niggas off, but, like, it's you don't know about
but
that.
But on the low.
Yeah, on the low. Yeah. In his car.
No.
Parked in a safe spot.
He's 69ing on the couch. Yeah. Ingrid was behind the couch.
Yeah. Like, so on the low.
Nobody could see her.
I don't like y'all slandering Ingrid. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Ingrid will show up here one day and just sit in silence for 45 minutes, staring at us like.
In scrubs.
Yeah. She's going to be like,
Where?
I was jerking motherfuckers off behind the couch.
Behind the couch? Oh, shit.
I don't even know you.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Who is this
crazy.
Bitch?
That's crazy. Nah, she's cool. But you? Oh, like, this guy's cool. He's mad cool, right? He got like, oh, he got gold teeth. Oh, he's mad cool. Yo, you mad cool. Yeah, whatever. Yo, anyway, let's jump this thing.
Yeah. I would help her. I'd help her.
Yo, Victory Light episode. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because we're here. You know what I'm saying?
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, baby. We're back at the tribe. You know what I'm saying? Lock in. You know what I mean? Hit the like, hit the bell, hit the subscribe, hit all that shit. Tell all your friends, comment on the comment. You know what I'm saying? Tell his belt she looks beautiful. Tell Rainey his tattoos are immaculate. You know what I'm saying? And you love his how he utilizes his gold fronts.
And also tell us what's the most fucking embarrassing thing you ever did.
Also, put that shit in the comments.
I'm trying to see.
Yeah. Because we in there. We answer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bitch.
A victory light. A victory light.